Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. Happy weekend to you. This weekend, we're talking with Tammy Silverman from the Indiana Youth Institute, IYI. Back to school time is here. All the kids are back in school. And Tammy, that also means kids are back to playing sports, too.
A lot of them, a good number of them are back, and whether it's football, soccer, volleyball, tennis, golf, all of those different activities, there are a lot of our kids, particularly middle and high schoolers, that are out there playing sports, and there are pros and cons to that.
And leave it to the parents to ruin it. So how's that? So how's that working for you, you know?
So. There are lots of pros for the kids, right? There are a lot of pros, mostly pros for the kids, actually, that you know, we know that kids that play sports on average, right, this is on average, have higher GPAs, they do better on standardized tests, better attendance, lower dropout rates, and a better chance of going on to some sort of post-secondary, be it a 2 or 4 year college.
Okay, well, that's all good stuff, provided right. They aren't, you know, injured or maimed some, yeah, in the process of playing said sports, which unfortunately could happen. Now, that's nothing to laugh about, but it could happen.
It can happen. And, you know, we've gotten some questions about the whole concussions, right? And we do know that some schools, not all schools, but some schools are seeing a downturn in those sports where there really is that physical contact, particularly football. And at the same time, you know, what we're kind of encouraging is have that conversation with your high school coach, right, if you're concerned. Because at the same time that they've started tracking, and we know concussions have real consequences, but schools have gotten much better at monitoring those, and they've gotten much better at making sure that if your child does have an injury, that they can identify that and intervene quickly. So don't just write off football or soccer because you're afraid that there might be injuries. The schools have upped their games as well.
Yeah, because they banned kickball. I don't know about you, but I had a good time with that when I was in school. But now, you know, but the thing is, like you said, they are training the folks to keep a better eye out and really recognize these. And before, and honestly, and you know as well as I do, is shake it off, kid, you're fine. Well, it's not like that so much anymore because you're not really going to shake off some of these injuries, and it's not going to be fine if you don't get the proper care.
Exactly, and particularly if they're repeated, right? So, and or they used to say, shake it off, or they would say, how do you feel, right? Are you good to go back in?
And no kid's going to admit that they're in dire pain, but they don't want to look like that.
You bet. So they want to, you know, they want to contribute to their team, so they're going to say yes. So those days are you know, pretty much gone. I would like to say exclusively, but pretty much gone. And so instead, they do a lot of things. Like I know many of the schools, they do a baseline, right? They do some tests on a computer to see what your functionality is before. And then if you have a head injury, they'll have you go through that same sequence of responsive activities, and they can gauge if you really are okay to go back in or not, right? So it's not up to a subjective, how do you feel, I feel okay. Really, it's going to be an assessment that's unbiased to now, say, do you need to sit out a couple games or not?
You talk about the health scare, so to speak, that a lot of people are worried about nowadays, but also, too, there's a lot of good health positives to this, too, because you're up moving.
You bet.
Which is something a lot of us don't do anymore, you know?
Absolutely. So. And we know that kids, like I think we've talked about in the past, like, you know, it used to be you come home after school and you run around the neighborhood, right? And you entertain yourself and be outside and active. And we have a lot of kids now that don't get as much physical activity as they need. And we have kids that aren't at a healthy weight. And so sports is one of those great ways for kids to stay active and make sure that they're burning those calories and getting those positive brain chemicals going that come from physical activity.
There's something else about sports, too, that I will say probably works to teach kids a lot of, and that is the facts of life. Not everybody wins. I know that. I know that's kind of against the grain for some people, but not everybody wins. And it shows you, too, how to, even if you don't want to get along with other people.
You do. You have to learn that teamwork. You have to learn how to take a loss. You have to learn how to rebound, right? All of those things that are really, it learns self-discipline, how to control your emotions. You know, you learn how to take instruction from adults that you might not agree with, right? I mean, all of our kids have probably had a coach that they didn't like or didn't think was a good coach, and yet that's your coach, right? And those are all, like you said, Frank, very, very good life lessons.
And they're also, they look pretty good on a resume sometimes, too.
It does. And we know that it also, playing sports can have those social emotional benefits of increasing self-confidence, increasing self-esteem. It releases those beneficial brain chemicals that we talked about that also reduce stress, anxiety, depression, all of those things we know that are big deals for many of our kids.
A lot of kids can tend to learn a lot by taking part in these sports and things like that. Unfortunately, the parents don't always come equipped with all the knowledge they need when their kids start playing these sports, and so they make some moves that probably aren't recommended.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, and it's often well-intended, right? But too often, the family members, the parents, sometimes the students themselves, are so focused on those wins, right, that they create an unhealthy performance pressure is what the research called it, right? Like this push to you've got to win. In reality, as we said, the life lessons comes from winning and losing. And so it's important to have the kids show up and play their best game and be a good team member. And if that doesn't work out that day, that's okay, right? And so many times, the families are pushing too hard for the wins.
A lot of times, some of America's most successful entrepreneurs will tell you that their biggest life lessons came from their losses, not from their wins. Granted, the big paycheck at the end of a win is really nice, but they didn't really learn to do what they do until they'd lost a couple of times.
I was going to say, they probably didn't get that big paycheck until they had lost a whole lot before, right? And so it was that lead up, and it's that extra work, and it's the practice and the dedication and the retooling your activities, right, that teaches you how to keep moving forward to get those wins. And a lot of times, if we just highlight the wins, you negate all the work that goes into it.
Sometimes I think, and this is just my own observation, and you tell me what your research or what your data shows, but sometimes I see parents that are busy trying to relive, for lack of a better way to put it, a failed athletic career in their childhood vicariously through their children. And that makes life miserable for everybody.
It does. And one of the examples in some of the research actually said that some of the trends in sports such as lacrosse was the example that they showed. They said kids are gravitating towards that sport. And one of the reasons the kids said is because their parents didn't play it. So they don't know anything about it. Right?
Okay, that's funny. I'm sorry, but that's just hilarious.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. So the parent can't be the coach, right? And that's a lot of what the research said is that, you know, for sports, and part of the value is listening to that coach. They have a coach. The parent needs to show up and be a parent, right? And be supportive and help with transportation, but don't try to coach your kid's sport. And that's kind of trying to relive those glory days. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious when they said, why is lacrosse gaining in popularity? Because the kids know, the parents don't know anything about it.
That's funny. I just find that hilarious. And see, I was just going to ask you that too. I say, you know, first of all, where did lacrosse come from of all things? You know, I mean, you think about that as being some hooty snooty, you know, Ivy League school somewhere. They do that because it looks cool, you know, kind of like soccer was several years ago. Soccer's a little bit more common nowadays.
It is.
Than
but
it used to be.
It didn't used to be, right.
Yeah, so it probably started the same way because they've thought, you know, the parents don't know what the soccer thing is, so they'll just kind of leave me alone.
Right, mom and dad are going to be in my ear about fill in the blank football and volleyball, right? But they're not going to do that with it used to be soccer, now it's lacrosse. Who knows what it might be in the future? But it is important that you know that the parents don't try to re-coach the kids after the game, before the game, those kinds of things. And also, the research said stop connecting your child's performance with your quality of parenting, right? If the kid just isn't good at tennis, and that's okay. That doesn't mean you're a bad parent. It just means that's not their thing. They still might like it and not be any good at it, and they're still going to get all those other great benefits. They're going to be healthier. They're going to be at a healthier weight. They're going to get the GPA. They're going to be the test score. They just might not be going on to a long-term tennis career.
Yeah, and part of the reason why they might be, I don't know, dissatisfied with sports, they're not happy, or they don't seem very, or they seem despondent, is because the parents are putting too much pressure on them.
Yes. Well, and the number one reason that kids stop playing sports, and the highest time that they drop out is between 8th and 9th grade. The second highest is between 9th and 10th grade. That's when kids stop playing sports. And the number one reason is that they said it wasn't fun anymore.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, the kids show up to have fun. They show up to be with their friends. They show up to have something to do after school. And it's when we put on the pressure on them that it stops being fun, and then they don't want to do it anymore.
And not to say that it's not possible, but there is a better than average chance. As a matter of fact, there's an almost certainty that your child will not grow up to be a multi-million dollar major league player in any sport. You know?
You bet.
I hate to say that, but it's true.
Research, well, you're absolutely right, because they actually quantified it. The NCAA said only approximately 2% of high school athletes, so those are the kids that did continue playing, are awarded an athletic scholarship to compete in college. 2%. So think about that. Are you shooting for that 2%, or are you shooting for all those other wonderful benefits that come from playing sports, even if you don't get the scholarship?
And the competition is stiff, even in college, let alone going to pro.
Oh, right. Then you take it a whole different notch. But even getting into college, but again, do you want your child, when they go to college, to have a dedication to being active, a want to show up at class on time, to be a better team player, to be able to communicate better with people on, you know, when they're working on a project? All those things are great. So again, you're reaping the benefits of playing sports. It's just not going to be in a scholarship.
And you might also remind your kids too that there is nothing wrong with being the boss. So being a manager or something like that, there's being able to tell everybody else what to do is really kind of a cool thing.
Absolutely. And again, you get all those benefits because you're part of the team, and kids really want to have fun and they want to be connected with their peers in something positive. So again, you can do that by being the manager. You can, any of those things. It all counts.
So there is a tipping point there between things being really good and things being really bad. And I guess the real takeaway is trying to learn where that tipping point is.
Right. Absolutely. And it's different for each child, right? So if your child has a huge course load, you know, there are a lot of kids right now taking all these AP courses and all these advanced courses. If they have a really tough academic load, if they choose to or have to have a job, and then you layer on sports, that can become too much of a load for a kid, right? And you need to evaluate that and figure out what are the highest priorities for that child at that moment. And have those conversations. Other kids, it works out just fine, right? So pros and cons, but again, mostly pros, as long as the parents keep it all in perspective.
Tammy Silverman's with the Indiana Youth Institute, and of course, you guys have a great website that has everything we're talking about today when it comes to kids and school and sports and that kind of thing, but also a whole lot of other topics that you might be surprised that you'll find really interesting if you just spend a few minutes to kind of snoop around the website, and that would be
IYI.org.
24/7, it's always there, right?
Always there. And I love how you framed it up, because you're absolutely right. There are tons of resources. I wouldn't say everything to have to do with kids, but many, many, many topics having to do with children and young people.
Now, you got to learn how to sell this. It's everything you'd ever want to know and all the right answers.
I don't want to get those emails saying, oh, you missed one topic, right? But if there is a topic that we haven't covered that you're interested in, let us know, because we'll see what we can do about that as well.
And see, they can go to the website and contact you there, and then you guys put
your
library glasses on and start looking around and finding the research. So
You bet. That's why we have a data and research team, right, that we can get right on it.
That's right. IYI.org. Tammy Silverman with the Indiana Youth Institute, thanks for spending some time with us. And if you missed any part of today's show, you want to hear some of it over again, go back and find a part that you missed, just head to our website and look for this program, Focus on Community. It'll be available for you there as a podcast. We'll see you again next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.